podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Let's talk birthday cakes. You've had a checkered past with birthday cakes. I don't think you've not spilt one, but you feel a lot of pressure when you get one and then you have to transport it.
Oh, my God, yeah. So I've had to pick up 40th birthday cakes. It's really hard to do that. And then also I've made cakes to bring to events and they've just ended up being called...
Look,
we can't really say it on air, but let's just say that if the cake is too hot and you put lemon drizzle on, and the drizzle kind of goes a bit clear but claggy,
a little bit whitish,
and then you're forever known as the girl that brings a certain type of cake around to people's houses.
Just don't understand why it smells like bean sprouts. That's all. So, have you ordered the cake though? Have you had to put in an order for like a 40th birthday cake?
Yeah, it's stressful.
So you pick the design, you pick the message on top.
Well, we didn't have a message. I just had numbers because I was scared about a message.
Well,
it was too much for me to choose a message.
Funny you should say that because that's what's happened to Tash. Tash is from Sydney. She ordered a custom cake from the ice cream factory in Botany. I don't know what that means. To celebrate her brother Brandon's 17th birthday.
Oh, cute.
What a pack. Anyway, hoping to ensure the cake was perfect, she went out of her way to be extra clear in the online order notes, right? So she's ordered it online. And it's backfired.
I love in the little notes box. Oh, no, it's backfired. Okay. Just because it's like extra. Like I always kind of write a little message in there. Just clarify exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Do you know?
So it's a golf-themed cake. So he must be a 17-year-old kid that's into golf, right?
Nice. It's nice to have money.
I know, right? White sort of icing, green around the edge.
Yeah.
And then there's actually like an image in icing of like a golf little green and a little flag and the whole stuff.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Sweet.
Super
That's
cute.
Really it sweet.
Looks like there's a big... Oh, yeah. And there's like a tee and a golf ball, right?
Oh.
And around that on the white, they've in black icing written a message to him.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, the way she put the instructions into that little box that you love so much have sort of filtered through. So she says, there's in the section at the very bottom where it says, do you have anything else to say? I wrote, please can you write, happy birthday, Brandon. Thank you so much.
Oh,
and so the person
making the cake
has taken it literally. And so the birthday cake, gorgeous birthday cake, big one, expensive, says, happy birthday, Brandon. Thanks so much.
No, it doesn't. it doesn't.
I'm looking at a photo of it right now.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. The thing is, did she use quotation marks?
In the way she no, so...
Because that's what I would want to know, because it's like happy... Like, because that makes sense. As someone who thinks things, I would be like, okay, maybe the message is happy birthday, Brandon, thanks so much. Like, thanks for everything.
Yeah.
But so I think it's a little column A, column B stuff up here.
Yeah, I reckon there's probably the grammar has not been right because, I mean, I'm reading this from the internet and... traditionally quite good grammar on the internet.
Yeah.
And it looks okay to me. But there's no screenshot of what she had written.
Yeah, see, I wanna see what she wrote because I feel like I would write happy birthday Brandon in quotation marks and then write thank you so much. You know?
Yeah. But I still see why they I don't really get why they did it, to be honest. Because like any idiot, right?
No,
any idiot.
No.
Any idiot.
No, I don't know.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Now, just before the end of the half hour there, you were telling us a story about a cake gone wrong.
Correct, yes. A lady by the name of Tash ordered her 17-year-old brother in Sydney a birthday cake, and it was a golf-themed one and a little sort of a putting green and a flag and a hole and a golf ball and a, what do you call them?
Tea
thing all sort of in icing on the top, and there was some beautiful messages. Happy 17th birthday. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Because that's what she wrote in the comments box to the cake company.
Yeah, and they just took it literally. And I since found out that the lady who made the cake was also very confused. And when she gave her the cake, they discussed it. And she was like, yeah, I wondered why you wanted that written on the cake. No, I didn't. I didn't want that written on the cake. Mm,
so a bit of a cake fail. And that kind of inspired Kim from Corio to call. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. You just had to tell us your cake fail story. Get it off your chest, girl. Go for it.
All right. So many years ago, like about 30 years ago, my mother decided it was my turn to cook the Christmas cake for Christmas.
Okay.
So she gave me the family recipe. She gave me the bowl to mix it in. She even gave me the baking tray, like the round disc to cook it in the oven.
All right.
Anyway, I'd had a small baby and, you know, I thought, it's one of those cakes that's got to cook for like 4.5 hours or whatever. Anyway, very old recipe. So this day I decided I'd cook the cake, looked at the recipe, and it was in pounds and ounces.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, God.
Here we go. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how to convert
no
that.
No one knows.
No one knows how to convert that. So then I tried to ring my brother because I couldn't ring my brother. He didn't answer the phone. So there was an old lady next door, and I thought, oh, she'll know.
Yeah.
No internet. I couldn't. Anyway, so I go to the lady next door. She gives me the conversion. I go home and make the cake, you know. So all of the dry ingredients need to be measured out. But, of course, the wet ingredients, you know, one cup of orange juice and one egg or two eggs, were fine. Anyway, cook it. Go to put it into the baking dish that Mum had given me, the round dish. And I thought it was a bit weird because it sort of sat right on top of the dish. Like there was no, it really filled the bowl.
Yeah.
So it's a bit strange, but, you know, I don't know, whatever. Popped it in the oven. Well, oh, my God, this thing, it grew like Hiroshima in my oven.
Just like a big mushroom came out of the tin.
So it's grown straight up, but then it hit the roof of the oven and mushroomed out like a mushroom. Anyway, we had the light on. We were pretty much watching this thing grow in my oven. But then we couldn't get it out of the oven, so we had to go. We went to the shed and got a hatch. And then tried to store it off of the top of the oven. but then couldn't store it. So then we ended up having to cut it level with the dish.
Okay.
So that we could get the dish out and then we could get the mushroom. Oh, my God. It was like it had crystallized. It was like it was pure sugar. It was so solid.
Oh, my God.
So did you have a bite, though?
Well, so what we ended up doing, funny enough, I don't have time to make another one. I can't be bothered. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
So we just sort of cut all of the crystallized bit off.
Yeah.
And I whacked some, you know, icing sugar on it and presented it to the family Christmas Day, and they said it was lovely.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Well, that's not a cake fail at all then, Kim. That's a cake win.
Well, it was hilarious. It was just one of those things. But I'll never forget it. This thing just grew like Hiroshima out in my oven.
So good.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
How old are you again?
44.
Right. And I would say that you could be on, you know, a men's health magazine.
Oh, not quite, no.
Not quite?
I don't have the
like,
torso.
Not with the Larry Emders and the Jamie Durys and the Chris Hemsworths and the...
No. Oh, and the...
Lenny Kravitz?
What the Lenny Kravitz gear is. I pulled up. Just, do you want to do a quick whip through the back catalog? Let's go. Lenny Kravitz.
All right.
Speed round.
I forgot this existed.
I know, he's got some bangers that you just sort of forget exist. What about?
Oh, yeah. I quote that.
Yeah, I know, it's me. All the time. Favorite one.
Yeah,
underrated.
It has to be, right? Oh, I don't mind this though. This might be in my takeaway playlist.
Okay, that's perverse and weird.
Also on my takeaway playlist.
Anyway, so he's done all right for himself, hasn't he? And now
he has.
He's on the cover of Men's Health, is he?
He is on the cover of Men's Health magazine. Now, I'm surprised you don't know this since, you know, you're all about it at the moment.
Leather pants or...
Well, funny you say that.
Psalms pumps.
62 years of age.
62?
He is on there to discuss his workout habits.
Yeah.
He's wearing on the front cover what looks to be. Let me just look real close. Hang on.
And we're back to perverse.
Yeah, God, he's got a six pack.
He's got a six pack.
He's got like
62.
He's got an eight pack and he's got the lines.
He's got the lines, yeah. See, I don't have any of that gear.
And the arms. Damn, Lenny.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's wearing kind of more relaxed, I would say, track pants style, okay. But he's got a towel tucked in the front.
Oh, okay.
Legally,
I think.
Oh, wait a second. No, yeah, it is a big towel.
It is a towel?
Yeah.
It's not a Greg Norman style piece of driftwood, is it?
That is too niche. No one's going to know what you're talking about. Anyway, so he is iconic, right? And
yeah.
We know, like, he stepped out with the big scarf in 2012.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
But he's always been known for his fashion and especially his leather pants and his jeans.
Yeah.
And did you know that part of his workout routine is to actually work out in leather pants and jeans?
Oh, that's inspirational.
And he speaks about it, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, give us something that's kind of logical and that we can understand why you work out in leather pants. Also, just if he's going to talk about it, why not put him in leather pants on the front page? Maybe these are loose jeans. They look like leather pants. Let me have a close look again. Yeah, no, I think they're leather pants.
Make an eye contact.
They're not. Anyway, he said, I perform on stage in leather, denim, whatever. So these are the pants I wear to train.
Okay.
And he said, it also means I can fit in a workout anytime, anywhere, right? Maybe you need to leg up, mate. Maybe you need to leather up. This is your missing link.
So today's the day I've decided I'm going back to, I've been going to the gym, but I'm going back to the Pilates because I've not tried. You know how Planet Fitness,
they set up
the Pilates studio there now. So, and I haven't been out here with my knee, but I was talking to Chloe there yesterday. I was like, tomorrow's the day I'm going to do Pilates. So what about Pilates in leather jeans?
Well, the thing is, you go past Sexyland on your way home, right? He says, I can gauge everything by how I am in my pants. Like, if my pants are a little tight, I know I'm getting out of shape.
Ah, yeah.
He wears a size 28-inch pant.
28.
What
are
you?
Oh, man, I'm a 32.
You're a 32?
A 30 or a 32.
I used to be a 32. Those are the days. He's a 28-inch pant. He says, my friend Denzel Washington gave me this phrase, the pants don't lie, the pants don't lie.
I've got one pair of 28 shorts that I still fit in somehow, and I don't know how. But
it's so funny because they've got photos of him and some, like, he's doing a workout in the leather pants, and he's on that table that you put your legs under and you lay back.
Yes,
and
yeah.
And then you do sit-ups forward.
Yeah,
right?
In leather pants. Easy.
How do you not? He would be farting up a storm in those things. Have you ever tried that move in leather pants?
I think if you bought the pants from Sexyland, they'd be...
They've got the air on the sides.
Well, they don't...
Yeah, pants don't lie. The pants don't lie.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
Collecting over there in the shadows. Guess his song, it's a good little game. Oh, clap that in the right form. Clap that, give me some more. Clap that till your ears get sore. Clap that, whoa, whoa. Clap that, it's back. for a Friday.
I love how you clap to the beat. Oh, it stopped. Okay. That's so much fun. I think like that just makes the game, you know.
Thank
so
you.
You know,
no,
I wouldn't actually
it.
Have to play the game. I just really enjoy the intro.
I've been practicing. I'd suggest have that you? Everyone needs to learn an instrument in their lifetime.
Perfect.
Because it is such a blessing. Such a blessing. And I started off with the piano.
Yeah.
And now.
You use a different part of your brain, don't you?
You do.
Give it a workout
yeah,
when you're
you do, you
learning
do.
An instrument.
Yeah, separate left hand, separate right hand. Mm. It all works independently, mate. See what I'm doing?
How does she do it?
I don't know. Anyway, I've got some castanets on my hand.
Yeah.
And I'm going to clack a song for you.
Okay.
And you have to guess what song it is.
Okay.
Okay. I'd now, like, notoriously, yeah. you suck.
Yeah. I'd like to be better at this than I am.
That's okay. I reckon today I've made it very easy for
okay.
you. Okay.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Listen. Okay. Here we go.
Is it? Oh my God, I think I know it. Is it an older song?
Yes.
Okay. Was it a viral one hit wonder?
Yes.
Do people still do the dance to
oh,
it?
Oh, hang on. Ryan from Barwon River.
Ryan from Barwon River.
The Barwon River's calling up. Ryan, you have a chance to steal
hey,
this one if you
hey
think
guys.
You know.
Please. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Good morning. I've been listening. Since about six, and I heard you say clack, that was on, and I've been locked in. I've been ready.
Well, that makes one of us.
So, you famously won last time, Ryan, and you beat Tom.
Yeah.
Can you do it again with the steel? What is yeah. the song?
Can you just play the last, like the second half again?
Yeah.
Or can I hear it one
okay,
more time?
Ready?
That's. Hey, Macarena. I heard Tom help me.
Yeah.
A little bit as well. Like he confirmed it.
Yeah, yeah. With that's where I was going with it as well.
This
yeah,
is kind of like
me
a
too,
to,
straight
this,
away.
This is a Tom v. Ryan situation right now.
I don't think it's a V. I think we're a team.
No, you're not a team.
Oh,
Ryan
okay.
definitely won that one. Right. So that's 2-0 Tom. So clack that.
Damn. I'm not answering your calls anymore, Ryan. So
Ryan,
how about that?
You're the clacker of the week. Well done.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
As we always
I'll,
say.
I'll wait for next time.
Up the clacker.
I see you clacking over there in the shadows. Guess your song. It's a good little game. Oh, clack that in the right form. Clack that. Give me some more. Clack that. Till your ears get sore. Clack that. Whoa, whoa.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
You're very interested in servo kebabs.
Yeah. You know how you see a business and you're like, how is that?
Yeah.
How do they operate? Like Red Rooster. Like Red Rooster for the last 20 years. Like, how did they stick around?
I know. And the thing is, right, these businesses, they will have the lights on.
Mm.
But no one's ever there.
Yeah.
And so you're like, all right, now you and I, we yeah. don't stay up necessarily too late,
mm.
but you're up at the latest of late nights, you could say, 4 a.m.
Yes,
right?
We are, yeah, yeah.
So we're driving around and yep. you've noticed the old kebab food truck at a servo, and then you've noticed quite a few of them, and you're like, who is getting servo kebabs? Because no one's ever in there.
Well, they are. They've popped up. I feel like it's a relatively recent thing to pop up around Geelong.
Yeah.
And I get them when they're in the CBD because you get the post
Lammies
pub crew.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing goes better with
yeah.
Lammies
oh,
than a kebab. Let's be real.
I mean, it's in the name, isn't it? Or the ingredients.
Yes.
Probably more. Samantha's in East Geelong. Morning, Samantha.
How are you? Morning.
Yeah, we're good. Hey, do you ever have a late night kebab or what are your thoughts?
Yes. Hell yes, I do.
Okay.
Most weekends, yeah.
All right. So are you going to the servo kebabs though?
Yes, I am, yes.
Which one?
On Bowen Heads Road, near Liberty. The fuel thing I just there beside it.
Yeah. That's the one I've seen. That's a building one. Hey, that's not like a truck.
Maybe you're talking about a different one.
Samantha, well, we've proven there's one customer there, allegedly.
What sort of time of night do you reckon you're going, just out of interest?
Around 1 or 2 in the morning.
Good on you, Samantha. You're living life.
Yeah.
Are you, sorry to have so many follow-up questions.
Yeah, I know, just...
Are you like, do you work late or are you just waking up halfway through?
No, I just
party.
Yeah, she parties, mate. Oh, okay. Of course she parties. Sorry. Come on. Go, Samantha.
Silly me.
You forget what people, you forget what life's like.
Yeah, you're right.
To live.
Yeah.
And not just go work, gym, home.
Yeah.
There's another life out there.
No, you're right. I don't want to know about it.
I know.
James in Geelong, mate, are you a late night kebabber?
Yeah, mate, definitely. The one you're talking about near Metro petrol station is the one I go to.
Okay. All right, so are you the only person that goes there or do you find you have to line up? Like, is there a crew?
Last time I went there, I had to line up between, I think there was like 5 people in front of me, so it was a bit of a wait,
what?
But it was definitely well worth it. Yeah, it was like very busy.
James, what time of night is that?
Oh, probably about 11 o'clock midnight from like Melbourne bound into Geelong. I feel like everyone's got the same craving because it's convenient so you don't have to go into town if you don't live in that direction.
Oh, right. So it's the post-Melbourne crew, you reckon?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And so they've spent however long getting back from Melbourne thinking about getting a kebab or they're like, you're getting hungrier and hungrier and then they're smart.
See those flashing lights, baby?
Wow.
Yep, that's right.
What's your order? What do you go for?
Generally a mixed one.
Oh, good call.
Depends what I've drunk that night, to be honest.
So brilliant.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.